This is the audio introduction to the Filarmonica Gioachino Rossini concert performance conducted by Donato Ranzetti. The orchestra will perform Symphony No. 9 in E minor by Antonin Dvorak, the symphonic poem An American in Paris by George Gershwin, and finally the Star Wars suite by John Williams. In the following, we will provide a description of the pieces that will be performed, of the concert staging, and of the orchestral instrumentation. Pieces. Symphony No. 9 in E minor was composed by Dvorak, who was born near Prague. The symphony is also known as Symphony from the New World, referring to the American continent. In fact, Dvorak composed the piece in New York while he was director of the National Conservatory of Music of America, between December of 1892 and May of 1893. It premiered with the New York Philharmonic at Carnegie Hall on December 16, 1893, and achieved a great success. Neil Armstrong took a recording of the symphony with him to the 1869 space mission Apollo 11. The symphonic poem An American in Paris by the American composer, pianist, and conductor George Gershwin premiered on December 13, 1928 at Carnegie Hall with the New York Symphony Orchestra. It was written following Gershwin's travels across Europe to study with the composers he admired most, first among which was Maurice Ravel. The media production company, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, drew inspiration from An American in Paris and produced a musical of the same name. The film, released in 1951, won 6 Oscar awards. The Star Wars suite by John Williams, soundtrack for the Star Wars saga, includes the famous pieces The Imperial March, which accompanies the character Darth Vader, and the main theme, which introduces all the films in the series. Williams is an American conductor who is amongst the most widely acclaimed film music composers. He based his work on the use of leitmotif, where a recurring music theme is used to accompany particular characters or ideas. The composer turned 90 years old this past February, and this concert will serve as an occasion to celebrate his career. Some of the most important works of his career include the soundtracks for Jaws, Schindler's List, and Jurassic Park. Staging. To further celebrate John Williams, bright color lights such as blue, red, and green are projected on the external facade of the Sferisterio Arena at the main entrance. These lights project just like the iconic laser beams characteristic of the Star Wars imagery in light of the architectural details of the arena's facade. The concert is set up entirely on stage, in front of the background wall of the Sferisterio Arena. In the center are placed about 80 chairs with black seats and black backs, where the musicians of the orchestra will sit. The conductor's podium is also placed on the stage. Orchestra. The musicians of the Filarmonica Gioachino Rossini are the first to enter the stage. Both men and women are dressed in black. The instrumentation of the orchestra is composed of 23 violins, 10 violas, 10 cellos, 6 double basses, 3 flutes, 3 oboes, 3 clarinets, 2 bassoons, 4 horns, 3 trumpets, 1 tuba, 1 musician on kettledrums, 4 percussions, 1 harp, 3 saxophones, and a celeste, which has a similar appearance to a small upright piano. The conductor will enter immediately after the musicians and, after greeting the audience, will turn around to face the orchestra. The audio introduction you have just listened to was brought to you by the Inclusive Opera team of Macerata Opera Festival, coordinated by Elena Di Giovanni and in collaboration with the University of Macerata and the Italian Union of Blind and Partially Sighted People Provincial and Regional Section. Thank you for listening.